Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550. Now here's Howard and Jeremy with Coach McDermott.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank, increasing the value of you. By Kaleida Health, wear a mask, save a life. By GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. By Salino Law. Car crash? Call Salino. 888-2020. And by Dunn Tire, official tire of the Buffalo Bills.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott is on our Western Hotline. We'll get right to it. Sean, it's Howard and Jeremy. Good Friday morning, sir. How are you?
We're doing well. How are you guys?
Doing well. Thank you. Some injury stuff to get through. Your report will come out later today. And do you anticipate anyone being ruled out on today's report?
Ford, Cody Ford and Josh Norman are the ones that I can share at this point.
Is Ford making some kind of progress from what you could tell, Sean?
Absolutely. Yeah, he's really working hard in the training room, and you know, we'll see what things hold for him over the next few weeks here.
With Norman out, will you guys be activating Levi Wallace this week for this game?
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I just think, again, all those conversations fall in the we'll see category right now until we know a little bit more after practice today.
If for some reason he isn't and Dane Jackson has to start, which he did last week, can you evaluate what you saw from him in his first start?
I thought Dane really did a good job just in terms of being ready in the preparation leading up to the game. And that did, you know, obviously that didn't just start last week. That had been building for the last few months as he joined us for training camp, and then the way he performed was really, you know, he did his job, and the other people around him did their job, and that's the result of what you saw.
Hey, in your will see category, what about Feliciano? Is he expected to play Sunday?
Yeah. Again, we'll see. Just see how today looks, and how pieces come together with other guys' injuries and whatnot.
If you get Feliciano back, or when you get Feliciano back, what do you think he will bring to the offensive line when he's back on the field?
Well, we've got a lot of confidence in John. You know, having said that, he hasn't played, so you know, this will, whenever he does play, it'll be his first action, and so we've got to manage expectations there. John brings, you know, just personality-wise, John brings aggressiveness and some identity to our offensive line when he plays, and he brings position flexibility as well.
Two-part question on Matt Milano, Sean. How has he been coming back off the injury on, you know, the limited snap count? And do you feel he is ready for a heavier workload?
He's really done some good things. You know, it's a week-to-week deal here, and we'll just continue to manage it as he moves forward. So certainly the better he feels, the more he'll play.
And a couple other guys. John Brown. Everything seems to be trending in the right direction for him. So if he is back on the field Sunday and he is back to full health, it sure looked like the offense was hurt by his absence a couple games and the game where he was limited. What do you get if he's back healthy Sunday?
Well, I mean, John brings some good things to our offense. You know, he's a key contributor, and he's been that for the better part of a year and a half now. You know, we'll see what holds weekend and see you know, just again how his health is as we finish off this week here.
I think the only other guy to bring up would be Micah Hyde, who has not been practicing. If you don't have his services on Sunday, can you just talk a little bit about that possible impact and the role he plays at the back end of your defense as one of your leaders?
Yeah, I mean, our defense, he's a key cog on our defense in a lot of ways. Micah is, and McKellen for a ton. And so, you know, guys are going to have to really step up their game.
Sean, this is, I know you've talked this week about it's the next game on the schedule, but a lot of folks, and myself included, would say there's a bigger significance to playing New England, that if you're going to beat the division, you got to slay the giant. Wouldn't you agree there is something of an added significance because it is New England and they have owned this division for 20 years?
Yeah, and I appreciate where you're coming from on that question, and I can certainly understand why you feel that way. You know, in the performance business, you know, we've got to continue to focus 1 week at a time and respecting every opponent and, you know, putting in the preparation and the work that we've got to put in here to play a good quality football game on our side of the ball here.
As a coach, would you be worried if your players put some extra significance into one out of 16 games? Is that one of the reasons why you might kind of downplay it a little bit?
Well, I just think for those that of us that have been through a season, it's seasons are long and they ebb and flow, you know, it's a grind. So you got to stay mentally consistent as well as physically consistent through the course of a season. We move here.
You're very familiar with Cam Newton from your time in Carolina. The whole time you were around him, what did you learn about Cam Newton? Whether it's his football ability, whether it's what you saw off the field, in the rooms, all that stuff. What did you learn, you know, having that kind of exposure, that close exposure to Cam Newton?
Yeah, I mean, I'll start off the field first. Enjoyable young man to be around. Certainly, you know, lives a lot of his life, or did back then for sure, and it seems like now as well in the spotlight. And, you know, I thought he handled that well, which is hard to do, and so I've got a respect for him there. He's always good to me and my family. And then on the field, you know, he's a former MVP of the league, and for good reason, good, really good football player.
When you go up against him specifically, well, I'll ask you about their running game, I guess. But with his legs, Sean, what do you tell your pass rushers in a game like this? I mean, you always want your pass rushers to, if not get to the quarterback, affect the quarterback. But when you have a guy like that, or Mahomes, or Josh Allen, do you tell your guys to rush to contain, or what would be your message to them?
Well, without giving too much away strategically here, it's just you've got to be aggressive. We all have a job to do at the end of the day, and when you've got a quarterback that can move and is strong like Cam, you for sure need to be aware of it and have the right plan going into the game.
You look at their team on offense right now, Sean, and factor in the Edelman injury situation, but they're certainly better at running the ball statistically than passing the ball. Fair to say your first priority, including Cam Newton, is to make sure they don't have a big day running the football Sunday, and maybe taking into account the weather?
Well, we want to be balanced. We take all those things into consideration, to your point, Howard. We want to be balanced in our approach you know, just, again, play a good football game on our side and control the things we got to control. There's a lot we can improve on from last week, as we all are aware, and that's where our focus lies right now.
A couple more things for you. Their defense, actually, I'll ask you about Bill Belichick, Sean, because you were asked about him on the Zoom call earlier this week. And, you know, I think the question was something about how much do you study as another head coach, as a defensive coordinator by trade, how much you study a guy like Belichick. And you said you did. Everybody should study Belichick. What have you learned studying Bill Belichick over the years, whether it's defensive stuff or, you know, how to be a head coach in the league?
Well, I just think the thing that stands out probably the most is his consistency, what he's been able to do year after year, I think that speaks for itself. When you just on the outside, when you look at the record, and I'm sure on the inside when you watch him, you know, going through his day-to-day business.
His defense, their defense, it's down a little bit this year. It doesn't look to be as dominant as the unit was last year that you guys faced. And I'm just curious, when you look at the 2020 version of the Patriots defense, they lost a lot of guys, whether it was opt-outs or free agency. What do you see specifically watching this year's Patriots defense? Is there anything that stands out on the tape?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good defense. Don't let anybody fool you. I know the media tries to drive the narrative in that regard, and they're driving it probably too. At the end of the day, they know they're a good defense. They played at a high level. So things happen during a season to every team, not just their team, but to every team. Injuries, opt-outs. not a team in the league that hasn't happened to through 7 weeks here. So, you know, it's a big challenge for us. They're just defending AFC East champs for years. And so, you know, again, we've got to continue to grow as a football team and take it one game at a time here.
What do you think they do particularly well, the defensive unit?
Well, they do a good job with their man coverage. They do a good job changing it up and, you know, mixing things up with their zero blitzes and so on and so forth. So they're very veteran in the back end with their communication and execution, and a lot of respect for those guys really at all levels of the defense.
Well, good luck on Sunday. Don't know that the weather will be that great, but hopefully things will go well. And good luck on Sunday against the Patriots. We'll talk to you again next Friday.
Okay, guys. Thanks, Howard. Appreciate you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.